says, vous franquez? None? Then you need the all-new International Log! Just tug its twig, and you'll turn your log into a talking tree, fluent in 5 foreign tongues! There's French!
Allez, viens, mon coco!
German!
Rushbedeut! Strudel!
Espanol!
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Spanish!
I am a bearded lady.
And of course, New Yorkese!
Hey! Can't you see I'm walking here?
Yes, Log! All nations love Log! So hurry now to your local store and be the first in your country to have the International Log!
What rolls downstairs, all motor and hairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack, it fits on your back, it's Log, Log, Log. It's Log, Log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log, Log, it's better than bad, it's good.
Tout le monde aime le log.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I got your log right here.
Everyone needs a log, wants a log, love and log.
Yes, sir, I like it.
Hey, it's Henry here with episode 21 of Short Puppy Syndrome. Doing a bit different tonight, starting the show off with the comedy clip instead. Yeah, that's a clip from Ren and Stimpy. If you never saw Ren and Stimpy, it was kind of like... before SpongeBob SquarePants, there was Ren and Stimpy. So you should get the DVDs if you haven't seen it. Okay, so this weekend was pretty good. I didn't really do a lot. It was a bit of a... relaxed weekend, just got pretty much caught up on the homework, which was great. Yeah, so I guess Friday was another long weekend, because Friday was another snow day. So Saturday I worked and went to that party Saturday night, which was fun. It was pretty good. I'm actually having a party this Saturday night. Won't be a bit big, probably like 10, 15 people. Just a little dinner sort of party. Just because I'm going away, so, you know, what the hell, have a little party. I haven't really, like, a lot of my friends from school haven't been over to my house, because we just moved to our new house back in September, so, yeah, this is the big opportunity to have a bunch of mates from school over, so it should be fun. And getting back to the weekend, yeah, so that was Saturday, and yesterday just lots more homework, and I had a big Sunday lunch. My uncle came over, and so, big family dinner. Okay, but... So, today was just back to school, and it was really... School was bollocks today, to be honest. It was a pretty crappy day. I'm not really going to get into it, but basically... Our English teacher, she gave the whole class a letter to take home to our parents. Ooh, pretty scary, a letter. That's pretty much what they do at our school. Anyway, but... I know I sound a bit down tonight, but I'm not really down. I'm just... Just tired, really. I'm in a really fantastic mood because in 8 more days, I'll be flying back to Australia. So, I can't wait. And speaking of going back to Australia, so the flight to Australia is 5 hours to LA and then 16 hours from LA to Brisbane. So, I'm going to be taking on books and magazines and DVDs and my iPod for the flight. And I'm looking for reading suggestions, so if anybody knows about some good books, be awesome if you could, like, send me an email and tell me what books to read, because I'll definitely be reading some books on the flight. I got the Amulet of the Semicon, as recommended by Shmi from the Nodcast. He talks about this book. He raves about it quite often, so I got it last week, Friday, and for the flight, I started reading it and couldn't put it down. It's a really amazing book. It's, like, quite a funny book, too. And it's actually a trilogy, so I'll probably pick up the other two books of the Bartimaeus trilogy. But when I was at Chapters, that's, like, the big bookstore here in my town, they had book one and book three, though. They didn't have number two, so I didn't really want to read three without reading number two, so... I have to track that down before I leave. I seem to be breathing heavily tonight. Also, something else so email me at shortpuppysyndrome if you know some books. And something else that I want some advice on is... I'm looking for a pair of sunglasses. I want to buy a pair of sunglasses while I'm... Well, I'll probably get them when I'm just at the LA airport. like duty free or something, if I can see, if I see them on special or something. Because I'm at LA airport for a 4-hour stopover, so I'll look. Anyway, if anybody has a pair of sunglasses that they really like, please let me know. I was thinking of getting a pair of Oakleys. I used to have a pair of Oakleys, and they were really good. They broke eventually, but after like 2 years of pretty rough wear, so I was pretty impressed with the Oakleys, so I'm probably going to get a pair of Oakleys, I'm thinking. So it's pretty quiet around my house tonight, because my little brother got in trouble for a change. I was on the phone before, talking to my friend, and I guess he was mad at me because I was talking too loud and he couldn't hear the TV, and so he started throwing magazines and stuff at me and pillows, and I was still talking on the phone, and like at least he wasn't yelling, which was good because that would have been embarrassing. But he came out to me and he just went mental. He started punching me and trying to pull my hair, and luckily my mum saw. Usually it's the other way around, she sees me kind of pushing him around, but this time she actually saw him beating me up, my 7-year-old brother, so he got grounded. Actually, I thought his punishment was a bit harsh, so he's not allowed to watch TV for 2 weeks, and he's not allowed to take any treats to school. Like, usually he gets like a little chocolate granola bar or, you know, like Snackaroos, that kind of thing. So he's only gonna get the regular lunch mum makes him, poor bastard. Because, yeah, I buy my lunch, but my mum makes his lunch for him. It's usually like bologna sandwiches, and I don't know how he eats that crap, but I don't think he'll be beating me up anymore. That'd be great. So, okay, I think I might do new story of the week now. Okay, so here's the theme. Okay. So the new story of the week is about the United Arab Emirates is going to buy, no, not buy, they're going to control the US ports on the east coast of the United States of America. So, all right, here's my understanding of the events. So there was a British shipping company, well, there is a British shipping company that's called P&O, quite a famous shipping company, and I guess they went into receivership or bankrupt or something last year, and so they were up for sale. And one of the companies that is bidding to buy P&O is DP World, which is a United Arab Emirates company. So that means if they took over P&O, that means that they would. Because P&O, they rent a number of ports, shipping ports, that means that DP World would in effect take over control of these ports. They wouldn't actually own them, and they wouldn't control the security, like Homeland Security still would control the security, but they would still be managing these the commercial operations at ports in New York, New Jersey, New Orleans, and Florida. Definitely sounds dodgy, doesn't it, that an Arab country would be able to control these ports. I believe there was a Malaysian company that was bidding for P&O, but they got outbidded. So it looks like that if this deal goes ahead, that the Democrats, particularly led by Hillary Clinton, she is planning on introducing legislation that would block the sale of P&O to DP World. And George Bush, he announced last week that he would veto any legislation that was put forward like that, which is quite interesting, because George W. Bush, he is the he hasn't vetoed any legislation during his presidency, which is interesting, because he's like the first president to have not vetoed legislation for almost like 100 years. And the reason why he hasn't vetoed legislation is because he controls the Senate, he controls the White House, he hasn't really needed to veto legislation. But like, there's a good chance that this time that there'll be enough Republicans to that would want to pass this legislation that he's had to show with him his veto card. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I guess, you know, like, he has a point that it is xenophobia that people don't want like an Arab country to control the ports. Like on the west coast of the United States, there are ports that are controlled by Russian companies, Japanese and Chinese companies. So, like, why not an Arab country? But I mean, like, what kind of country is the United Arab Emirates? I mean, it's a. I think it's too obvious to say that there are ties to terrorism between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. But I mean, there are plenty of other justifiable issues, such as, like, well, you know, the fact that they pretty much control oil prices, and which means the means of production. They you know, the fact that they refuse to recognize Israel as a state. Like the women's rights issues, the way that they treat women, and yeah, like they have that these countries have anti-American clerics that, like, they're pretty much calling for the murder of innocent Americans. Like, to me, I think a government, like a country, is completely within its rights to say, hang on, we'd rather not do business with you because we disagree with like the way that you treat your citizens and your political views, and so we choose to exercise our disapproval through economic sanctions and by not doing business with you. But yeah, the thing is, the United States country owes the United Arab Emirates billions of dollars, so I guess it makes it harder for George W. to say no to these guys. But I mean, I definitely think that there is a safety, like, it's a safety issue of, you know, the United States needs to be able to say that we control the security of our ports, and that our ports are secure. Okay, that's the news story of the week. Definitely check it out. Read up about it on CNN if you don't really haven't really been following that story, because I mean, it's a very complicated issue. I mean, for the last 5 years, the United States has been very heavy on making sure that it does have security, and now they're saying that that security is not the most important issue. It's more being friendly with our allies is more important. Okay, I'm going to do NAF stuff now. NAF stuff. I just have one thing for NAF stuff, and that is, oh, hang on, I was going to talk about something else first. I was going to say, I did my tax return on the weekend, and I did pretty well. I knew I would do pretty well because I have been paying taxes all year, but I knew that I don't earn enough to have to actually pay tax, so I knew that I'd be getting it all back. So I'm getting a nice little sum back. I think if I sell my iBook, I'll probably have enough to buy a new MacBook, which would be sweet. I did have a buyer for my iBook, actually. My friend, his mum said she was looking to get an iBook or a laptop, so she said she was interested. But then she was asking me about it, and she said, "Oh, do you reckon this program I need to use for work will work on your iBook?" And I said, "Well, does it work for Macs or is it just for PCs?" And she said she didn't know, but she said she uses it on PC. So I said to her that I didn't really think it would work for my Mac. I don't know. I know there are lots of programs that make PC programs work on Macs, but to be honest, I didn't feel like explaining that to her, because I thought that she might kind of be relying on me to be her Mac expert. So I think I'm going to find a different buyer for my iBook, and I think I'm definitely going to start looking for either a MacBook or an iMac, one of the Intel Macs anyway, so that's pretty exciting. Okay, so NAF stuff now. Just one thing for NAF stuff is Pink. Pink, she's got a net new video, Stupid Goals. It's not really a very good song particularly, but the video is kind of funny. It's her making fun of different pop artists like Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson. It's a funny video, and you know, that's what I think videos should be all about, is just having fun. A lot of the videos on MTV these days are just a bit too serious, I think, and yeah, the new Pink video kind of reminds me of the old Blink-182 videos, so I'm all for that. Kanye West, his video for Touch the Sky is quite funny too. I actually went a bit nuts in the iTunes music store on the weekend. I bought a bunch of music videos. Let's see what I get. I got that Pink video. I got Kanye West's Diamonds Are Forever, that song. I got Tenacious D, Wolf Mother, Bernard Fanning. I think that's it. Okay, so that's the end of episode 21. Yeah, send me an email about the sunglasses and about books, please. So, shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. I'm going to play a song now, and I'm going to play that Pink song, Stupid Girls. Nah, just kidding. I'm going to play Rage Against the Machine, Sleep Now in the Fire. Okay, thanks for listening.
The end of history. It's caged in frozen steel.